listen to Soul Sisters with me, Claire Solon.
And me, Georgie Crawford.
This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of aha moments. My mum texts me about them every week. And of course, lovely white smiles. And that's with thanks to our favourite toothpaste, Colgate Max White Ultra, which my mum also texts me about. We love partnering with Colgate Max White Ultra because we've seen the results and it really does whiten your teeth in just 3 days. You can get it in Dunnes, in Tesco, in Super Value and pharmacies nationwide.
So all of this season, we've been asking the Soul Sisters to get in touch with their Colgate Max White Ultra reviews. And this week, I simply got a photo into my inbox on Instagram with a picture of Colgate Max White Ultra in its beautiful packaging and two champagne flutes with the little paper seal over the top of them, you know, like in a 5-star hotel.
Yeah.
From Soul Sister Clodagh, and I wrote back and I said, oh, Clodagh, please do tell what you're up to with your champagne flutes and your Colgate Max White Ultra. And she wrote back and she said, I bought 3 Colgate Max White Ultras in Tesco on half price after listening to your podcast the other day. 2025, the summer of white teeth. Had a night away with my best friend in Dublin on Sunday. It was bliss. 24 hours of guilt-free time. I have 4 daughters, so I needed to stockpile for the rest of the year.
Whoa.
Isn't that brilliant? I wrote back, whoa, 4 daughters, you must be kept busy. She says, I'm frazzled. I rang the local chip shop last night and ordered an Indian. Worse, he let me list off my order before he told me. Constant mess, constant chaos. Girl gangs bring a lot of fun and a lot of work.
Oh, what a... I love that as well. The chipper is just like, let her go through all of the... And give us an extra this and an extra that. Yeah. What? This is the chipper. Grand. Thanks.
I'll have the same, but just translate it into fish and chips. So thank you so much to Colgate. To Colgate Clodagh, I was going to call her. No, Soul Sister Clodagh, for the laugh over the last couple of days as we were messaging back and forth. How are you, Colgate Claire?
Well, listen, sure. You noticed as soon as we jumped on, I got the hair done. Did. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, usually when I speak to you, always when I speak to you, my hair is pulled back out of my face. If we're recording on a Sunday, I probably have a hair mask on. And people who are very close to me and have access all areas can say to me, your hair looks quite severe off your face. And part of me is like instantly really angry with them for saying it. Because like, I love wearing my hair tight back like a ballerina or whatever. I just love doing it. But then when I do wear it down and soft around my face, I'm like, oh, okay, I get what they mean.
What I love about your hair is it's wild, but also sexy.
Oh, well then, you see, now there's more incentive to put it down. But basically what I did this week was I went to the hairdresser and got her to dye it. And, what happens with my hair is, as I'm getting older, it's obviously red. It's red. I've got red hair, but it goes a kind of a very goldy, blondy heading towards grey when it needs a dye job. And so what I say to hairdressers is, or my hairdresser, Grace, just give it like, just inject it with a bit of ginge. And she's like... You know, take me back to the good old days of ginger me when I actually really hated my hair. But what I forget is when you get it done, I've been walking around like I feel like a goth all week because it's so dark. And the disparity between what it was a week ago and what it is now makes me feel like a freak. My eyebrows aren't dark enough. My skin is really pale. Every day I look at myself in the mirror and say, are you sick? Oh, no, it's your hair. I'm going to give it some washes over the weekend and see if I can lighten it up a bit.
Yeah, that's the advice your mother would give you, isn't it? Just give it a good 4 washes now each time you get into the shower. Do you know what? That actually got me thinking. Number one, because it's Jamie's birthday soon.
Yes.
It's Jamie's birthday very, very soon. Let me just open my calendar.
12th of June, is it?
No, the 7th.
7th, damn it.
A couple of years ago, I was speaking of hair, getting my hair extensions done on his birthday. But when I get my hair extensions done, it takes like sometimes, well, when my hair was shorter, 7 hours.
What?
So I went and I was in the hairdresser's all day on his birthday, and he made me feel so guilty. I was like, you're not 12. Like if I had a normal job, I wouldn't be home yet. Like, this is the real world, Jamie. So, yeah, so I've cleared my diary on June 7th, next Saturday, to celebrate Jamie's birthday all day long, every minute of the day. Boys are just so high maintenance. Let's be honest. Let's be honest.
That's funny. Actually, that's something you've led me very nicely onto something I wanted to talk to you about this week.
Okay.
And we've got to season eight, series seven. No, sorry. Wow. Hiya. We've got to episode seven of this series, and I don't think I've mentioned my love life at all.
No.
Me and the single soul sisters haven't had a moment where we can go, oh my God, yeah, me too.
Go on, tell us.
So listen, just when you said high maintenance there, I was on the gram. Let me just find this now. I had saved it and I thought, this is a bit of me. And I wonder if there's any soul sisters who are single out there who were the same. Okay.
Are you going to tell me about this Fallon and Byrne event?
No, you're going to tell me about the Fallon and Byrne event.
Okay, no, you go first.
Oh, no, okay, fine. Right, so I came across this. I honestly believe, even though that the love-hate relationship we have with social media, I do believe it speaks to me.
Mm.
So this landed in front of my eyeballs and I was like, that is me. So this is from the.trauma.educator. Here we go, girls. This is my love life. By pretending you're the cool girl who is low maintenance and so independent that you don't need anyone, you will settle with partners who'll be willing to give you the bare minimum.
You're manifesting somebody like that by putting out those vibes.
Yes.
That you don't actually need anybody.
The cool girl is often the archetype of the woman with a father wound. And as a result, she's become hyper independent to protect herself from being let down and hurt again. She carries the belief that she is a burden and too much for anyone to stick around. And the antidote to this belief is her showing up as someone who's super easy to be with and doesn't have needs.
Oh, God. And welcome to Soul Sisters, guys. Just another episode brought to you by the Trauma Sisters.
Bit of trauma education. But let me just break that down for you for a moment from my perspective, right? I do remember being in my 20s, and me and my friends at that point would be like, it was something that we threw around. Like, it was a bit of shade for other girls. We'd be like, see how high maintenance she is. Oh, my God, she's so high maintenance. What I realize now is, those girls who were high maintenance respected themselves. They knew what they wanted. They were discerning. And guess what? Those women are married and happily so, and have kids and mortgages and big cars.
And they got all the best fellas.
And they got all the best fellas. Top of the tree vibes, right? Meanwhile, back down here, I was trying to be the coolest, most chill, most laid back lady that men would ever meet. And I found it impossible to create attraction with them. So the nice ones were my friends. Like, I'm sure if you spoke to fellas who met me in their 20s and my 20s, they'd be like, ah, yeah, like, sound girl, like, cool. Whereas maybe at the time I was like full on hoping that we would have a relationship. Mm-hmm. As a consequence, because I was that chill about everything, the nice ones sort of floated off and found somebody who they really wanted to be with. And guess who hung around? Wait for it. Next page. Like any outdated pattern, the cool girl strategy doesn't work anymore, and it tolerates the exact partners who aren't ready and willing to show up proactively. My love life, full stop.
Wow.
I suppose the most important bit there is the hyper independence, because you are worried that people will let you down, men, for heterosexual women. And so therefore you go and you do everything yourself. And so when someone comes along and asks you, do you want me to hold your coat or lift that box for you? You're like, no, I'm grand.
Yeah. Do you want me to help you get your clothes rail out of your apartment? No, I'll just throw it over my balcony.
No, I launched it over my balcony already. I don't need your help. It's already done. Look there. There's a picture. It's a picture on Instagram. Look.
Okay, I have a solution for you, okay?
Great.
So this is just probably what they consider a plaster over your trauma, which is just, I'm not going deep on this. But Fallon and Byrne, my mum sent me this. And I think she said Claire would love this. So now you have like your friends, mothers also trying to get you into relationship, Claire. But okay, so it's called the Singles Wedding Party.
Oh my goodness.
So Fallon and Byrne are putting on a wedding on the Friday, the 20th of June from 7 to 1 a.m. And the idea is that they're bringing together 120 single people in their 30s and 40s for a curated experience that is far from your average singles night. So it's basically a wedding, but every single guest is single. There's a band, there's food. I feel like you, Claire, are the perfect wedding guest because you show up and you're ready to have a good time. I feel like you bring the best energy to anything you go to, and you're a really good dancer.
I do love a dance floor.
Isn't this such a good idea?
This is a phenomenal idea.
So I was out at Run Club during the week and somebody else also said it to me. So it's obviously the talk of the town.
It's the talk. And you know what? It's a great plan by Fallon Byrne because already, you know, great location. You're going to get fed well. And, you know, aforementioned band vibes, drinks. And like everyone loves a wedding, particularly us Irish people.
Yeah, so there you go. So this week I went to Pippa O'Connor's new tan launch. I mentioned it on the podcast last week. I don't think she had announced what she was launching. But anyway, we went to the Shelburne and it was her new fake tan, which is stunning, by the way. I've never seen so many beautiful people in one room. Pippa got up and she was interviewed about her brand, Poco Beauty. Now, I have been watching Poco Beauty a lot because I think Pippa's been around for so long, right? Her career has been going for ages. And she's got, you know, she's got her finger on the pulse. She's always ready to pivot and brings all of her experience with it. But when we went to the Poco Beauty event, it was so, the way she was speaking about this brand, but also the experience. And I remember thinking, wow, if she had launched this 10 years ago, it wouldn't be what it is today. As I was sitting there, I was like, you know, often we're so in a rush to make it, aren't we? Why isn't it happening for me? Why isn't my business getting bigger? Why can't I get the promotion? And I think a part of it has to be all in good timing, because everything you're learning now, like my podcast would have never been what it was unless I had that 12 years of absolute grafting in the newsroom, interviewing people, making all the mistakes, cringing at myself, learning about sound, video, all of these things that I was able to bring to the podcasting world. We don't have to be rushing things all the time, and you have to trust the process. Once you're always willing to learn, willing to grow, willing to pivot, I think eventually you'll strike gold.
I couldn't agree with this more, particularly, I suppose, from what I've gone through in recent times with the redundancy and stuff. Can I just actually reference, did I ever mention to you guys about the Pattern app?
No.
Early on the recommends, girls, but here you go. The Pattern app. So It's based on your astrology. Well worth getting because it gives you daily updates on what's going on. And this is kind of what you're talking about here. So 30th of May, radical change. Like an unexpected or unwelcome storm blowing through your life, what's happening now can seem severe and disorientated. You're being shaken up and forced to see the value of change for its own sake, and not because you're doing something wrong or you've been unsuccessful. Trust that you're moving forward in the right direction, and any attempts to cling to what you think you know will hold you back. So I took from that, as you say about timing, that I had no, I was careering towards this massive change in my life, and I had there was nothing I could have done to stop it. So it's the acceptance and the surrender of the swirl, the churn. Mm. You know, where you one day you feel great, the other day you feel a lapse of confidence, the next day you feel like you've got no friends, the next day you make three new ones. So this app is good because it just reminds you, I suppose, that whatever you're going through is timed to your destiny.
Isn't that so wild that you got that message today?
Yeah.
Which is basically what I just said, right?
Yeah. So it's saying basically roll with the punches. It's a moment to reconnect with your dreams and new ideas. And you can see that as things get kicked up and everything feels like it's in the air and it's swirling. That's when the best ideas start to, you know, to bed in.
I know. It's just so wild that you're saying this because this week, you know, the way I went off and I wrote Mindful May, my course, and I did it. Like I wasn't only writing what people should do. I was doing it too. And day two is about noticing the things that don't bring you peace, like the little things you do on autopilot and stuff like that. And for me, it's like picking up my phone when the kids are talking to me, or as soon as I get into the car, putting on a podcast. You know, it's just distraction, distraction, distraction. So I was able to bring it in to my consciousness, the little things I was doing, and actually going, wait, stop, don't do that. So, so wild. I was driving up to my mum's house yesterday to collect the kids, and I was following my own advice and I didn't put on a podcast. I just drove up my own thoughts.
And well done.
And I came up with the idea for my second book.
That's giving me shivers.
I could see the cover. I have the name. And I have basically a lot of the content already written. So I was like, see, I've had two ideas about my second book. And I got the real calling on the way up to my mum's of which one I should go with, because I think it will genuinely help people. So I was like, wow, isn't it funny how we know what we need to do? I mean, I've heard from so many people this week who are like, Georgie, I turned on the course and I just started crying, because it's such a big deal sometimes to follow your own intuition and to show up for yourself. And I hope other people who did it are getting those breakthroughs because they've allowed themselves or given themselves permission to just stop. So, yeah, we'll see how we go. How would I go about getting this book published? I don't know if I'd go pitch it. I don't know if it's the right time for it. But I suppose the seed is there now, and I just have to decide if I'm going to water it or not.
Whoa.
Huge thank you to Colgate for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Did you know Colgate Max White Ultra is the only brand that targets both surface stains and deep stains, making the technology in Ultra even more unique. It's backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works, whitening your teeth in just 3 days. Claire, reason to smile. Did you have one this week?
I do have one, actually. And it started off a bit stressful because Vivian, my emotional support animal and best friend, let's be honest, was under the weather this week. So like, you know yourself, when you see your pet because they can't tell you what they've been doing or what's happened to them, but you just see them slowly go off their food and be really, really upset and out of sorts. So I brought her to my local vet. Shout out to Streatham Hill Vets, who do 24/7, 365. So I bring her down anyway, and I went down at the emergency, the A&E time, which is after 8 p.m. And I'm like sitting there and I'm like, oh, Jesus, the place is absolutely abandoned, like not a sinner in the place. Skeleton staff. And I'm like, how long am I going to be waiting here? And then this lovely voice says, Vivian. And I'm like, yeah. So I walk in and I meet a vet by the name of Alan Sweeney, who hails from Sligo. And my day completely turns around. Me and Alan Sweeney have a big old chat because my sister lives up that neck of the woods. She's up in Boyle and Roscommon. So before we know it, me and Alan are chatting away, you know, giving some of our time to Vivian, but mostly like talking as two Irish people in a farting place do. The reason I smiled was the two of us were like, bah, laughing away and comparing notes. No way, my sister lives there. No, what's the way? Oh, Chris O'Dowd. Oh, the whole kit and caboodle. I walk outside, right? The three people sitting quietly in the reception area. And I sit back down because Alan has said, leave her with me. We're going to do some blood tests on Vivian. I sit back down and the next patient goes in. And I realise, you can hear everything that is being said in the room. So the people who were sitting outside realized that for probably 10 minutes of my 15 minute appointment, me and Alan had been just shooting the shit about Ireland.
So lucky you had a bright white smile when you realised that in the reception, Claire. Thanks, Colgate, for helping us and our soul sisters to feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments where we want to smile like we mean it.
Okay, I have two recommends for you. I have a podcast and I have some skincare.
Oh, lovely.
So this is the recommendation. And actually, I think you may possibly have used this. La Roche-Posay Cicaplast Balm B5 Plus.
Literally top three beauty products in my house.
Absolutely transformed my skin, like Colgate, for the teeth. In 3 days.
It's a hero product through and through. It is not that expensive. And I'm talking moisturizes your skin. You know, the way you listen to podcasts on like 0.1.5, it's like a million point zero.
You're right. It goes on so beautifully, really inexpensive, very effective.
Fabulous. Great recommends. Okay, hit us with the podcast.
So the podcast is one I listen to because, as you know, now I'm working with Zoe Ball. And when I started watching TV as a kid, Zoe Ball was one of the first things I watched on Live and Kicking with Jamie Theakston.
Yes.
And I don't know if you heard the episode yet, but he spoke to Davina on Begin Again.
Yeah.
Oh, have you heard it?
No, but does he have cancer or something?
Yes, cancer of the throat. But he talks about that. He talks about how he and Zoe worked on Live and Kicking together. And then he goes on to talk about his work on heart and how he discovered he had throat cancer.
Wow.
It's such a good listen because these two, Davina and him, are really good pals. And he just seems like a really sweet guy. And he really, you know, considering he is the face of Heart Breakfast and has been for over 20 years, he really goes deep on this one. And it's a great listen.
I am going to mix my recommends with what I saved on Instagram this week.
Okay.
Because I found this Instagram page and I really think I've been seeing some great stuff from them. So they are called Peak Performance with Julia.
Ooh,
she's 200,000 followers. So the post that I saved, which is so good, right? She says, what high achieving women get wrong about rest and how to start fixing it. So what do we get wrong about rest, according to Julia? So number one, you rest, in inverted commas, by folding laundry with a podcast on 1.5 speed. You sit on the couch, but just keep checking Slack just in case. You spend your Sunday resting by getting everything ready for the week ahead. What you're calling rest is often just low energy productivity. Your body is paused, but your brain is still in performance mode. Real rest is intentional, not accidental. Not accidental. Not accidental. Intentional, not accidental. It's a choice to disconnect, not just slow down. So try a three-part reset this weekend. One thing that's purely joyful. It could be, here's you, Claire, a slow bike ride with a friend, reading a book just for pleasure, or a solo dance break in your kitchen.
Love that.
So there you go. Resting is not folding your laundry, listening to a podcast on 1.5.
By the way, that is sacrilege. Do not stop doing that. All of you out there doing that, stop it. Sounds like you listen to chipmunks talk about, you know, manifestation. Don't do it.
Okay, so what's your plan for the week?
Oh my God, I'm flying to Dublin on Sunday morning and I'm meeting three of my pals from DCU. We were all in DCU together and one of us, Amy, is celebrating her birthday. Of course, it's the bank holiday weekend over there. Mm-hmm. So we're going out for a lovely meal in, and I organised this. I'm so proud of myself. I'm the one who's 10 years gone. And I went on the, like a real outsider, I went on the internet and I figured out what we're going to do. So we're going to eat in Fans, which is a beautiful Chinese restaurant in town. And then we're going to two speakeasies, two speakeasy bars where we're going to have cocktails in the afternoon.
Wow. Fabulous. In bed by 9. Happy days.
Yeah.
Okay, great. What am I doing this weekend? Jamie is going on a run, a 42 kilometer run in the mountains with a group of the lads that came to Arosa with us.
I don't want to perv. Like, I visualized myself in a field with some binoculars watching like really fit men running 42 kilometers in the hills.
And you know what else about these men? They're lovely people too.
Oh my God, hook a girl up, would you?
There's a few single ones in there.
Is there?
Yeah.
Have they come to Rome?
They'll be in Lake Garda.
Okay, right.
So a couple of, actually this happens a lot with our trips, is people bring their single brothers.
Said nobody ever, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of single brothers out there.
Oh my God, for the single brothers.
And I think a brother who's willing to go on a trip to help out his sister, you know, so his sister doesn't feel so alone, is a wonderful brother.
Oh, for God's sake, that is just the sweetest thing you've ever said.
So we're nicknaming them the Good Blokes, and they're off on their run tomorrow, so I'll be head supporter.
Oh, and I hope this is going to be some social media to support this. I will be liking.
Absolutely.
And sharing. Great.
Okay, Soul Sisters, have a great week. Don't forget to send us in your Colgate Max Wide Ultra reviews. And don't forget, Colgate Max Wide Ultra is now half price in Dunn's until the 23rd of June. My favourite place on earth.
You'll see Georgie down there standing beside the Colgate Max Wide Ultra giving it away half price.
Okay, Soul Sisters, have a great week and we'll see you for episode 8 next week.
All the 8s, 88.